us in a world filled with darkness, hatred, and sin. This is what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about when he said, darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate, only love can do that. As we celebrate Dr. King's legacy this week, may we never forget that we can be lights that drive away darkness and hatred. That's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late, then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends, breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
After 10 o'clock.
How you darn.
That's F. Jackson Campbell III.
In the flesh.
I'm Baron Coleman. We have a big time up here between 9 and noon every day. You're welcome to join us. You don't have to.
We don't mean come pop in the studio.
No, we don't want you up here, but you're welcome to listen.
What do you mean we don't want you up here?
It's just word for word. Exactly.
Chances are we don't.
There's a high likelihood we don't want you up here. But I do enjoy when they listen along at home and participate on the phones at 272-9228, 272-9228. I will say this.
Wish you would.
The tornado over the weekend in Wetumpka was terrifying.
That was horrible.
It was terrifying to...
Speak of the devil.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. I mean, as we start talking about the tornado, we have tornado relief coming... In the form of your help. So we just, I mean, this thing is still warm. It's hot off the presses. Like,
yeah,
quite literally hot off the presses.
It was just handed to you as you were discussing that.
All right. There was a tornado over the weekend in Wetumpka, and it was a doozy. It was a big deal. It was 300 yards wide, they estimate. Winds over 130 miles an hour. It left a trail 12 miles long. 18 miles long.
What I heard Rich
And
say.
It went through downtown Wetumpka.
I know.
I mean, downtown Wetumpka. If you've ever been in downtown Wetumpka, it crossed the Coosa River right at Bridge Street.
And then it touched down.
Oh, yeah. Not only did it touch down, I mean, it stayed on the ground for a while. It had a very pronounced tornado signature on radar.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely clear. It was captured by, I know WSFA captured it on their tower cam on the top of the Wind Creek Casino, Hotel and Casino downtown Wetumpka. And we're going to get back to these phone calls, so don't hang up if you're on hold.
What time did it hit?
Three-ish? Around three?
I had gone to Jim's Barbecue to meet a fraternity.
82?
Yeah, a fraternity brother of mine. And as I turned from 82 to 31 right there near Jim's restaurant, right as I'm passing Jim's, the sirens went off.
Yeah.
And as you get to the bottom of that hill before you go over the bridge, I could see the sky all the way around me. And it kind of looked ominous, but just a little while later, it touched down. Because it was about... About 2 o'clock when I heard the sirens. It was kind of scary. Where do you go if you're in your car and you hear it?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I just kept going. I was like, well, okay. But that was terrible.
But we do have, and then we'll head back to the phones and back to the conversation that we were having. And then, we can go anywhere, actually. It's not a terribly...
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday, so we're being nice. We're in good moods. The Central Alabama Community Foundation will serve as a collection point for financial donations from those willing to help the citizens of Wetumpka. The organization will also be working with nonprofits that are providing both immediate and long-term services to those who've been affected. To make a donation to the Wetumpka Tornado Relief Fund, go to cacfinfo.org.
CACF?
Yeah, Central Alabama Community Foundation. So if you want to go to their website, you can just probably Google Central Alabama Community Foundation, but CACFinfo.org, and click on Give Today or make a check payable to CACF, and you can drop it in the mail to their headquarters at 114 Church Street in Montgomery. 36104. Just reference Wetumpka Tornado Relief on your donations, please, so they'll know where it goes. Also, if you check any of the station Facebook pages, any of the station Facebook pages, News Talk, Bama Country, Kiss, Vault, Jams, Yo, and I'm leaving one out. I don't know which one it is, but if you check any of the Opossum and Gump. If you check any of the station Facebook pages, there's information on how to register as an officially registered volunteer. If you register as a volunteer, they'll use you. If not, they don't want you around. They're not being rude. They're not being rude at all. They want records of who's volunteering and who's not. Cuts down on looting, cuts down on people getting in the way, cuts down on people getting injured, cuts down, and it helps them focus resources. So go to any of the station websites, and you can talk about, and they'll talk about how to get in touch with Elmore EMA, and you can get registered to be a volunteer, and that's how you can do it. Oh man, Randall. Listen to that. I mean, I just was about to hit it. I just said, anyway, I don't care. Our number, 272-9228. I just feel like I disappoint people. Holy mackerel. Now I'm getting live footage. Is this live footage? Did this just happen? This is a nasty wreck. A nasty wreck on the boulevard involving our own James Cole.
What? Is he okay?
I don't know. He just sent me pictures. He looks okay. He's in a big old Ram truck. I'm sure he's fine. His license plate's awesome. It's Pipe Doctor, Pipe MD. P-I-P-E-M-D, Pipe Doctor. Who's this? Hey, why'd you hang up on me? Oh, that's why. He has no service. Yep, there it is. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oop, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, so if you want to get involved in the Wetumpka Relief, to recap, you can go to cacfinfo.org or you can get on any of our station websites, News Talk, Bama Country, any of them. Not the websites, the Facebook pages. Go to the Facebook pages. There's a note on the Facebook page. There's a post, an update, that will tell you how to be a registered volunteer, and then they'll tell you where to go and what to do and how to help. They don't want random people just showing up and dropping off supplies. That's never a good thing after an emergency. So do that. Apparently that wreck happened yesterday. Now, James, the next update is everyone okay? Is everyone okay? They just had on Fox News the video footage of the Nick Sandman incident, or the Covington Catholic High School incident at the Lincoln Memorial yesterday. There has never in my life been something so egregious. Here's my hope. I hope people start resorting to the court system. I want to see people filing lawsuits, particularly against the Southern Poverty Law Center, in Alabama courts. In Alabama courts. I want to see them file a lawsuit in an Alabama court, and I want to see the Alabama Supreme Court stand up for what's going on with the Southern Poverty Law Center. If they want to be based out of Montgomery, Alabama, they need to comply with the laws of the state of Alabama. And the court needs to evaluate, is what they're doing legal or not? By calling people racists and hateful people and all this other stuff. Because there are too many people that do not belong on those lists. Yes, there are probably some crackpot kooks out there. But the Southern Poverty Law Center gives you the idea that these crackpot kooks are a substantial percentage of Americans. And they're not. And frankly, everyone I know, the crackpot kooks get marginalized and pushed out of polite society. Society handles it. We don't need the Southern Poverty Law Center making people's lives hell. All right. Here's what we need to do, Jay. No deaths in the James Cole wreck, and he just said yes, so I'm assuming that means everybody's safe. And James, you scared me there for a second because it looks like blood on the pavement, but I know that's a Chrysler product, that Ram truck, and I know they use that weird red coolant. That's probably what that is laying in the street right there. See how that works, Jack Campbell?
I do, and I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You got to have a certain degree of worldly knowledge to host a program like this. China set to announce the weakest economic growth in almost 30 years. Huh. That's unusual. What's changed in the last 30 years? Well, for the last 30 years, we've had globalism run amok in this country. That's been the standard of the day. That's been the standard of the day. Here's the Reuters treatment of it. China's expected to report on Monday economic growth cooled to its slowest in 28 years.
Since 1990.
That's unbelievable.
It's too bad.
Amid weakening domestic demand and bruising U.S. tariffs, adding pressure on Beijing to roll out more support measures to avert a sharper slowdown. Wait a minute. I was told by the fake news media and the leftists and the never-Trumpers and the globalists and the corporatists, I was told, Jack Campbell, was I not, that Trump's tariffs were going to hurt the United States and help China. That's what I was told.
Oh, well, I know.
Everybody, you know, China's the biggest market in the world. They're buying more stuff than anybody. So they're going to go. I mean, people are just going to go over there and make stuff. They're not going to come over here and make stuff. Growing signs of weakness in China, which has generated nearly a third of global growth in the past decade. Now we know why everyone's freaked out. China has generated nearly a third of global growth in the last decade. Where's that growth coming from? Some of it's organic growth. Some of it is growth from the United States are stoking worries about risks to the world economy and weighing on profits for firms ranking from Apple to big car makers. Listen to that. I want you to just listen for the globalist language in that one sentence. Growing signs of weakness in China, which has generated nearly a third of global growth in the last decade, are stoking worries about the risk to the world economy. See, if Trump had been a globalist, he would be more concerned with the global economy and global growth than he is with the economy in the United States and American growth. And Barack Obama would have been, and would have tailored American policies to make sure global growth wasn't disrupted. Which would have meant harming Americans, which would have meant allowing China to continue to rip us off all the time, because after all, we are very concerned here in the United States about global growth. Chinese policy makers have pledged more support for the economy this year. In other words, they're going to print money to reduce the risk of massive job losses. But they've ruled out a flood of stimulus like that which Beijing has released in the past, which quickly juiced growth rates but left a mountain of debt. They're just going to print money. They're just going to print money. Some factories have shut earlier than usual ahead of the long Lunar New Year holiday. as the tariff war with the United States curtails orders. Huh. Others are suspending production lines and cutting back on workers' hours. If the trade war drags on, some migrant workers may not have jobs to return to. I could have sworn every smart person in this country told me Donald Trump was a dumbass. Wasn't that what you were told, Jack?
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing. You can't win a trade war. He's going to lose the trade war.
He's a crazy maverick. He's going to wreck the economy. Yeah.
And it wasn't just that, though. China was going to benefit. We were going to be the ones with a wrecked economy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And China was going to benefit. And China was going to have this huge boom as everybody moved everything out of the United States into China to avoid the tariffs. That's what I was told. That's what you were told. There's only one person who didn't believe any of that, and it was Donald J. Trump, who knew what would happen. They lied to you. That was fake news. That was just like them telling you the Mueller team had evidence that Michael Cohen was told by Donald Trump to lie under oath. It was just like them telling you that the Planned Parenthood videos were deceptively edited and doctored. And it was just like them telling you that this rich white kid in a MAGA hat at a private school in Kentucky was torturing some poor Indian guy on the Lincoln Memorial. Those same people that told you all three of those things also told you China was going to kick our ass in a trade war. Meanwhile, we added 300,000 jobs last month, and they've had the slowest growth they've had in 28 years. Are you sensing a pattern here yet? Are you picking up on what I'm putting down?
I am, of course.
You cannot believe anything these people say. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. She's the best. She's the best. She's no globalist. No, she's no globalist. If she was a globalist, she'd farm your applications out to India. She doesn't do that. It's all handled right here in the River Region. She's just trying to keep as much money in your pocket as possible. It's a great day to refinance. Call her. Well, the banks are closed, but it's a great day to call her. Because you can get all that information in there, and then she can hit the ground running the next day. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Don't forget about the website, alahomemortgage.com. You can fill your whole application out there online. If you're sitting at home today, not working, maybe your New Year's resolution will be, how can I save money every month? How can I put more money in my pocket every month? Refinance. alahomemortgage.com. You're not doing anything else. Get up in your Cheeto-stained fingers and your boxers and go over there and fill out an application.
It's kind of rough.
Well, it's true. We'll be back.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it.
Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
After 10 o'clock. My man,
how you doing?
My man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers still restocking. He showed me, he sent me a picture the other day of a mount he got. Of a, you know, like a, I guess it's called a mount. You know, I'm talking about the setting. The setting. He sent me a picture of a setting he had just gotten in, that he had just purchased. This thing was absolutely gorgeous. There was not one square nanometer that was not hand carved in some capacity. There were little diamonds and sapphires all over it, and he's searching for the perfect solitaire diamond to put right in the middle of that bad boy. Where does he get perfect solitaire diamonds? From you, the people of the city of Montgomery and others. Get by there when you get an opportunity. Take your stuff by there and let him look at it. He'd give new life to it. Now, the way he values jewelry is incredible. It's open, it's honest, and transparent. He looks at it, he gets his little magnifying glass out, his calipers, and he looks and he measures everything, and then he comes up with a size and a color and all that kind of stuff, and a cut. And then he'll show you on a computer program if that exact diamond or something 99% similar to that diamond is available on the open market. He'll tell you what it's going for, meaning if he went in search of that diamond, that's what he would have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll work in a small, modest profit for himself, and he'll offer you the difference. He'll offer you the difference in cash or a check. It's a great, great check. I mean, don't go in there thinking he's got wads of cash. He doesn't keep any cash in there. It's all check-based. But he'll offer you checks for your diamonds, and then you can go and do whatever you want with your money. You can pay down some debt. You can send your kids to college. You can buy a new car. You know, and all this other stuff. Or you can just leave that ring sitting in the back of the jewelry box. Your call. Take it over to Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. It's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He has an absolutely fantastic lineup of jewelry you can go in there and purchase. Vintage Rolexes he's carrying now. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Jack and Baron, Gordon.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, this is Gordon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's up?
I enjoy y'all's show this morning. You got a good show.
Well, thank you.
And not only that, I want to know how long is Pelosi going to keep doing what she's doing, that the public's going to get enough of it, say enough is enough. We're tired of it.
I mean, you looking for an exact date, or are you looking for...
No. I'm looking for the public out here to tell the Democrats, get off of it and get some work done.
Okay.
Stop this protest.
That's not going to happen. Nobody cares.
Well, the good news is that Trump put out a proposal on Saturday, and it was immediately rejected. Nobody even took the time to study what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think it was smart that he went on TV and did it, because I think people are now saying, okay, he threw something out there and they totally rejected it. They're not trying to work with him.
No,
well,
they're not.
Let me say this. Nobody cares. You care because you pay attention, but go down to the Waffle House right now and go grab three people and ask them if they even know the government shut down.
Hey, you're right.
They don't care.
Right.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Go ask them how it's personally affecting them. You know, most people have to Google if the government's still shut down, because they don't know. It's not affecting them. They don't care. Unless you're a bureaucrat, you don't know. Unless you're one of those 800. This is the thing that amazed me. It's only like 12% of the government that's shut down. But apparently 800,000 government workers are going without paychecks. How damn many federal government workers are there?
I know, really.
I mean, this is just a few departments that have gotten shut down. 800,000 government workers in a few departments, like 10, 12% of the government? Are you telling me we have 10 million government employees in this on the federal payroll? Too big. It's too big. Here's what I would love to see Donald Trump do. And thank you for your call. I think it's a valid concern. Here's what I'd love to see Donald Trump do. Say, well, we're never going to reopen it. We're never going to reopen that part of it. So what we're going to do is redirect resources out of other parts of the government to fill those jobs. Your jobs have already been paid for. So if you'd like to go over to one of these other departments that has been furloughed, you're more than welcome to. And just cut all those people loose. I don't remember them crying when 500,000 jobs a month were being shipped overseas from the industrial Midwest. I don't remember seeing people bitching and moaning and whining and complaining on television. I don't remember seeing Anderson Cooper leading with all the poor people up in Erie, Pennsylvania who are put out of a job. I don't remember seeing the mayor of Cleveland freaking out on TV like the mayor of Alexandria, Virginia is doing, because apparently her whole city is employed by the federal government. I don't remember seeing any of that. And it was, and let me tell you, it was way more than 800,000 people lost their jobs to NAFTA and globalism. The policies of George H.W. Bush, the policies of George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, cost way more than 800,000 people their jobs. And I don't remember seeing any effort to make a sob story out of it. None. Who's this?
It's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I agree with you just about 100% on that.
Well, then you're right on the position.
The eight years that Obama was in office and suppressed our economy by his health care bill and other things, the Democrats weren't up in arms about that. But you know what? And I said this on another show the other day. Do you remember Ronald Reagan and how he used to have kind of a little fireside chats from the Oval Office?
I do.
I truly think that President Trump every Friday should do those and just blast it. I mean, just bring out all the things that have happened to our country because of no regulation on aliens coming in, on open borders, all the murders, all the crime, what it's costing, and just do it every week. Just bring out little topics about it and then expand on it. And then the next week, do the same thing. I think he would have the Democrats pleading with him to make a deal.
Okay, I disagree.
You know, I don't think the media is going to cover it.
Well, I was going to say, you know, he does that every week, right?
No.
You've heard of the weekly presidential radio address?
Yeah, but that's radio.
Well, He does it on the internet. It's videoed. You can watch him online. It's available for anyone who wants to pick it up and cover it. They can pool cover it. They can run it at live. They can run it delayed. Nobody runs the weekly address. Nobody.
Yeah, and that's kind of sad, I guess.
Well, it is, but
so you're telling me something.
Yeah, that's
that
what I'm saying.
I'll go back and look at some of them.
Yeah, I mean, and they're great. If you go read them or they're available in print. You can listen to them or you can watch them. They're all available at the whitehouse.gov website. Don't go to whitehouse.com. That's porn, but whitehouse.gov.
I saw something on Facebook yesterday that I think I actually favored it. I'm on your, I'm one of your friends, Baron.
Well, of course. I'm a friendly guy.
It was Nancy Pelosi meeting with a group of Hispanics. And they shouted her down when she started the stuff about Dreamers and about open borders. They shouted her down and would not let her go that diatribe. Every time she started talking about that, they would start their chants. And I think it shocked her that there were Hispanics who were not for open borders.
I think the majority of Hispanics are not for open borders. That's just, I think that's what the polls play out. Hey, I appreciate your call. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. I saw a poll not long ago. Only 7% of the country wants increased immigration. Kamala Harris announced for president. I swear, there's going to be 73 of them running for president. You know, we had that ridiculous 19 of them running for president or whatever, 17 of them running for president last time. It is obscene how many people they're going to have running for president.
It was like that 1976 on the Democrat side. It was just wild.
Yeah. That was kind of an open seat, though, because Ford situation. Yeah. Ford was never elected president or vice president.
He was a good guy, however.
He was a fine guy, but, you know, whatever. He wasn't going to win. They just had to nominate somebody. We'll be back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies at Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
From the Fox Business Network, Facebook says it's working with the German government on ways to deal with election interference before the European Union Parliament elections this spring. It wasn't revealed if other companies or researchers are also participating. Vaping companies have been warned, stop advertising to teenagers or your products could be pulled from the market. The Hill says Scott Gottlieb, who heads the FDA, is reporting that vaping use rose 78% last year among high schoolers and 48% among middle school students. U.S. markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. European markets fell today after China reported that its economic growth last year was at the slowest pace since 1990. It's believed partly because of the trade dispute between the U.S. and China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits,
The right wiper blades make all the difference.
That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late, then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends, breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes.
All right, guys, welcome back in.
I'm going while the sun keeps 38
shining. 38 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Through the pouring rain.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. It's Martin Luther King holiday, so a lot of you guys have the day off. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the new museum, I believe the Equal Justice Initiative Museum is open for free today. Don't hold me to that. But I know my wife was talking about taking my kids up there, and I think it's free today. So that's a great, worthy venture right here in the capital city. If you need to get by there or want to get by there or have not yet had the opportunity, it's a very impressive structure and should be free today. I've been told it's free. Don't hold me to that. 39 minutes after 10 o'clock, my man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting just wants to offer you that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. You pay only after you are satisfied. So when the urge strikes to get that house looking good for once, take advantage of it. Riley Manning's the man. 799-1284. 799-1284. You could find him online, RileyManningPainting.com. You can check out some more information there. But, Baron, I got on Riley Manning Painting, and the number was different. It wasn't 799-1284. That's because we give you the double secret bet phone. We give you the old cell phone to the pocket number. What, are you going to call an office and talk to someone else and leave a message and wait for him to get back to you? No. You call Riley directly. You call him the way I call him, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Billy.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on with you?
Doing great. I was just listening to your last caller, and y'all were talking about how the networks won't carry anything from the presidential talks, weekly, and it's a crying shame. But I can see now how social media is and how readily we got information at our fingertips where I could see maybe them not looking at doing that. But my question is, if Barack Obama was still president,
oh my God.
You'd know everything about what he was doing,
I know.
I mean,
I heard on NPR Saturday, it was about 1:30, that the president is expected to, he's going to have an address at 3 o'clock. He says he has a major announcement, but we all know that he has said that in the past, and sometimes it's not so major. I mean, this is national public radio, receives government funding, and they
exactly
are so
right.
Opinionated anti-Trump that anybody, Martha, Terry, well, Terry Sewell, you expect her to do it, but any of our Republican delegation, if they vote for any bill that gives that damn NPR any government money, we need to vote them out of office. That is the most despicable news network in the history of America. They are awful. And I listen to it. I listen to it just so I can hear that.
Well, it's ridiculous how it's begotten now, and how they can they'll spend something to totally make him look terrible, and they don't care. They don't care at all. And I think every one of your listeners knows that mainstream media has an agenda, and it's to do everything they can to tear down our president, to tear down his administration, and to pretty much just hogtie him in anything that he tries to do to better this country.
Well,
and to try to correct everything that these idiots that we elected in the past that we thought were good representatives.
I have not listened to a mainstream media broadcast, news broadcast, in probably 3 years. And
me neither.
I have to stomach Fox News to do it, but NPR, but the rest of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, they don't take federal money to operate. NPR does receive federal funding. And we just can't tolerate that. It's horrible. Over the weekend it was like, we're going to interview Maria blah, blah, blah from so-and-so. She's a government worker. She's a single mom. And how this has affected her. She's in Alaska. She makes $37,500 a year, and she's barely able to make ends meet with the shutdown. I mean, they never report anything positive.
No, they don't. I don't know, on the major highways, I don't see the trucking industry being affected by it. I don't see our railway industry being affected. This economic machine that has woke up and taken off and started to take over like it was meant to do, Donald Trump's got it restarted, got things going in the right direction, and they can't freaking stand it. That's the bottom line.
When they won't report that it's to his credit. Any of it.
I appreciate your call, Billy. Thanks. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Gino.
Hey, I always stay positive. As you go through life, your brother, no matter what your goal, keep your eye upon the donut, not upon the hole. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Gino.
I didn't follow that. What did he say? Something about the donut hole?
Yeah. Don't keep your eye focused on the donut, not the hole. In other words, look for the substance, not the... You know what I'm saying.
I like donut holes, though.
Oh, Jesus.
They're delicious.
They are.
Have you ever had them?
Look at me.
You ever had raspberry jelly-filled donut holes with powdered sugar?
No.
And have you not?
I don't like
raspberry. They got them at Dunkin'.
I don't like raspberry.
You don't like raspberry?
No, I do not. I don't hate it. I just...
Raspberry jelly?
No.
Raspberry pie?
No. Raspberry pie.
Oh, it costs like $30 to make it. Raspberry's expensive.
I know. They got hair on them.
Not in the pie. You shave them.
Okay.
Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. My friends Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service can get your trees squared away. You can wait until the spring and the foliage comes in, but then you're waiting on the storms and everything else. Hey, then we had some nasty storms come through this weekend, spawned a tornado and everything else. We told you earlier how to help with that, and we'll tell you again. If you want to know briefly, go to the Facebook pages, any of the station Facebook pages. There's a link there. There's information on how to get involved and register as a volunteer. But what was I talking about? Jack? Oh, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally lost my frame of thought there. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Listen, you can wait until the spring storms start coming through every 3 days. And you can wait until trees start falling down. And then you can call them when it's too late and there's a tree on your house. And that's fine. They do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week emergency tree removal when the tree falls on your house or your car. They'll do that. They'll come out in the middle of the night, buzz it up and get it taken care of. But you don't need to wait until the worst happens. Because, look, they can't get your house. They're not going to build your house back. They're not going to keep the rain from coming in your house. All they're going to do is get the tree off of it. They need to get out there beforehand. So when you look around, if you got a tree leaning a little bit, you got some limbs hanging out right over the house on a tree that's 50 years old, get them up there. They can go through, and they know how to figure out which limbs are solid and aren't going to fall and which ones are. And they'll get up there, and they'll help you make those decisions and determinations. It may be that a tree just needs to come completely down. It may need to go all the way down to the stump or below. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 15-plus years in the business. Absolute pros. One of the best reputations in town. 328-2484. 328-2484. Check them out on Facebook, too. There's a lot of pictures on there, what they're able to do. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman in a minute.
Three conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. As in trains that have no name.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's wrong?
Well, I had a little sound in my ears. I was trying to diagnose it. I figured that one.
You have mites in your ear?
No, it was coming through the headphones.
What was it?
We were in audition, not program.
Tune in Tokyo?
No, we were in the wrong mode. But I got it. I figured
I'm in the wrong mode.
I got your mode right
I'm
here.
I'm telling you, damn it.
All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My good friend Sam McClure over at the adoption firm. Guys, listen, adoption is a real
Complicated mess.
It can be. It can be. If you try to go it alone, it's a complicated mess. It's going to end up being more expensive than it has to be. It's going to be more paperwork than necessary. It's going to be more steps than necessary. You need to get on the phone with someone who's been through the process himself, and that's Sam McClure. Sam and his wife, Mary Beth, they were inspired to establish his firm while they were adopting their first son and realized someone needs to exist for the purpose of helping people navigate the waterways of adoption. Go to theadoptionfirm.com, theadoptionfirm.com. There's a great, great video on the website of the Darnell's adoption story and how they found their birth mother and all that kind of stuff. Whether you're doing new adoption, you know, domestic, brand new baby adoption, whether you're adopting out of foster care, or whether you're doing a foreign adoption overseas, theadoptionfirm.com. Go to that website, get all the information you need. Call my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or check him out on theadoptionfirm.com, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've always had great admiration for people who adopted or fostered children.
It's incredible.
It's a very special thing. I know a couple in Millbrook, Howard and Muffy Metz, I think they have like 9 foster children.
Yeah.
That they've fostered over the years, and they're all pretty close, and they come back for every holiday and all that. It's kind of neat. I just always admire folks who did that.
Our number, 272-9228. Who is this?
Yeah, this is ABC.
I'm sorry?
This is ABC.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to contribute to the news.
Okay. Go ahead.
When did Donald Trump come to power?
He was elected in 2016, in November 2016. He was inaugurated actually 2 years and 1 day ago, January 20th of 2017.
Okay. Why didn't he answer during this period?
Why didn't I what?
In this period. During these 2 years, I've had
tensions. Hold on. Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth? Because your accent's unfamiliar to me, and I'm having trouble hearing it, but it sounds like your phone's cutting in and out at the same time.
Okay. I said during this two-year period.
Didn't those 2 years do what?
During this 2 year period.
Okay. During the 2 year period.
The Republicans were controlling the Senate and the House.
That's mostly true, yeah.
Why didn't he ask for the money for the wall?
I do believe he did. They just didn't give it to him, and they passed the continuing resolution. But I'll say something, and it's a great point. You make an excellent point. But I'll make the same point.
Hold on.
You're going to call. We're going to have a dialogue. I'm going to make the same point now that I made last week. You make the same mistake a lot of other people make.
Okay.
In that you assume Republicans and Donald Trump are on the same team, and they're not. Mitch McConnell is not on Donald Trump's team. Paul Ryan, as Speaker of the House, was not on Donald Trump's team. Donald Trump's team is America First, nationalist, patriotic, put American citizens back to work, protect American jobs, protect the United States of America. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and probably 85 to 90% of the Republicans are not on that same page. Rather, those people are on the same page as the Democrats. Open borders, ship jobs overseas, globalism, and corporatism.
Okay, I have another point.
Okay, well, turn your radio off in the background because I hear myself and I like most people, I don't like my own voice.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, thank you. I like his accent. I don't know where it's from, but I like
it. We'll ask him.
I'm trying to guess.
Okay, I have another point.
Okay, go ahead.
What about the Secretary of Homeland Security suggested that what they need is more men and more technical ideas to man the border? So now,
hold on. Let me make sure I heard what you said.
Secretary of Homeland Security
said we need more men and more technical ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. Now go ahead.
And Donald Trump wants the wall.
Right.
Yes, Donald Trump wants the wall.
If you build a wall, you still need more men and more technical ideas.
Correct.
To man the wall.
Right.
So you'll be wasting three times the amount because you have the wall, you have the technical ideas, and you have more men. So you have three times.
Okay.
So what about if the wall is built?
What was your question? What about the wall is what?
What about if the wall is built?
If the wall is built? The wall is not going to stop immigration. I mean, people will still be able to come over here to just be in a controlled format.
Hold on.
Okay. If you build a wall, that's not saying we won't ever have immigration again. There'll still be immigration. You'll still be allowed to come to the United States and work. You'll still be allowed to emigrate here and become a citizen. There are lots of reasons and ways you'll be able to get over here. But it'll be controlled, and we'll know who they are, and there'll be a better screening process.
It cannot be controlled because the Mexicans can decide to build stairs on the wall.
No, they can't build stairs on the wall. It doesn't work.
They can still decide to use dynamite.
They're not going to use dynamite on the wall.
They can decide to build tunnels under the wall.
Well, they probably will try to do tunnels. They won't do stairs or dynamite. But it vastly... if you have a gallon of water, you've got a gallon jug of water, and you try to contain it in your hands, right? You can't put a gallon of water in your hands. It just flows everywhere, and there's water, and it's chaos, and you have no idea how to even begin to stop the water flow. But if you put it in a jug, it's completely contained. And then if somebody comes along and puts a single hole in your jug, a little of your water gets out, and you come behind and you patch it, and most of your water stays in the jug. It's the same thing with the wall. There will be people who are able to breach the wall, absolutely, in one spot, here and there. But it's not like it is now where you got 20-something hundred miles and you got to look up and down and say, well, where are they coming from today, Sarge? I don't know. They might be in Texas. They might be in New Mexico. They might be in Arizona. They might be in California. You don't know. And so the wall will control, even though some people will tunnel under it, not everybody will. Some people will climb over it, not everybody will. Some people may try to knock down a portion of it, not everybody will. And when they do, you stop it, you fix it, and you move on.
Are you for the wall?
I don't think so.
Well, I cannot tell you yes and no.
Okay.
But my idea is that if Donald Trump has been in power for 2 years and plus, and the Paul Ryan is a Republican, he was against the wall, and the other guy, he said, is also pro-Democrats,
mm-hmm.
then it is difficult. Why are they blaming the real Democrats? And they didn't blame those who were Republicans and were wearing Democrats' clothes.
I think he wanted to get past the midterms and try to have as many people as possible vote Republican so that he could get other goals accomplished. Then he'd fight the wall in the second half of the term. Where's your accent from? I really like it, and I can't place it.
It doesn't matter. We're discussing public issues.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, it's a conversation. I'm just curious.
One other thing.
All right, I got to run. I do have to run, though, and if you're not going to tell me, I'm done with the conversation. All right, guys. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. I liked it. I'm frustrated he didn't
Why
tell
couldn't
me.
He say...